They're trying to get me to say, Dan?
Right, that's right. Or, again, in these modern homes, not a full-size bathroom?
Bath and a half.
Bath and a half. What would you have in that?
The half bath will have a lavatory and a shower.
And that's about the extent of it?
I don't think there's a commode in the bathroom with a tub and a shower and lavatory. But I think the half bath is only the lavatory and the shower.
Yes, sir.
I think that's right.
What about a modern house, one that's built nowadays? How is it generally heated and cooled? Do you have any?
Well, everybody has air condition but me. And they have air condition or central heat, as they call it, which furnishes heat in the winter and fresh air in the summer, or cold air.
If they have central heat, how is that usually circulated in the house?
I think through the center of the house, but I'm not sure now, because I haven't seen any of them. But that's what I understand.
Or maybe it goes through these ducts or...
Yes. Some of the houses, you know, have a transoms, like this is here, this opens up. Well, over this room, they'll have a cut, a regular window mic, and it's a transom. Or they have levers that the air can circulate through.
Yes, ma'am.
And the air comes through a pipe, like you say, or a duct, and it goes in the room through that.
Have you ever heard of a particular design of a house? The room, say, might have three big rooms lined up, and when you open the doors to all of them, you could see straight through to the back of the house. You ever heard that design called anything in particular? Have you ever heard of a shotgun house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about that's an old house.
Yes, ma'am.
That's been almost since the Civil War, shotgun house.
Is that what I was describing? Something like that?
1, 2, 3.
Right.
Oh, you go into a little passageway. And at the end of that passageway would be a room. And on this side would be three rooms. That's all would be the house. The bath and all like that was on the back of the house.
This would be another old-fashioned one, I guess. Maybe two separate rooms that are connected by a kind of a roof that covers an open area between them. Have you ever?
That's an old-fashioned too, with a hall.
Yes, ma'am.
We call a hall through the center room.
Have you ever heard a house called a dog trot design?
You?
Mm-hmm.
She's an old Moravian too.
Vera?
Mm-hmm. Born and raised.
Oh, Sidis.
Or any house called maybe a hall and parlor or flying L, have you ever heard?
No, I've never heard.
Never heard
of
that. Or say, you were talking about tenements and apartment houses. Do they have these things around here? They're not exactly apartments, but something...
Condiments, is that what they call them?
Yes, ma'am.
There's one or two here. What is it, condiment? No.
Condominium?
Condominium, that's it.
Do you actually buy it rather than rent
it? You buy it.
That's right.
And you never finish paying for it. And when you die, the original owners have it, don't they?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.